Generation Y, often defined as the generation born after 1980 but before the turn of the century, represents the best educated generation in American history. By early adulthood, a third have college degrees, and those degrees position them to earn more. It is for that reason that scholars at the Pew Research Center were surprised when they determined that the median inflation-adjusted income for 25 to 32-year-olds has changed very little since 1965, a finding recently highlighted in the New York Times. That might sound like an argument against going to college, but it's not. The so-called college wage premium, the amount that a typical graduate earns vis-a-vis their less educated counterparts, has actually been rising. Even though inflation-adjusted college graduate wages have not been rising, their average advantage over high school graduates has climbed because a high school degree is worth less than it used to be. According to the new Pew report entitled The Rising Cost of Not Going to College, from 1965 to 2013, the typical high school graduate's earnings declined by more than 10% once one adjusts for inflation. The median annual wage for young college-educated workers is now $45,500, compared with $28,000 for high school graduates. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.